Okay, we have Jermaine here. Jermaine, you like to talk to Ion?
Hi, Ion. Hi, Carolyn and Bob.
Hello, Jermaine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Ion, I've been watching this show, OA.
Are you going to talk about Granny again?
Who?
Granny.
Oh, sure.
We got the goods on her. We got the goods on her, Jermaine. I talked to Ian about it privately.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear that.
Okay.
Well,
you will be surprised. You will be surprised.
Wow. That's really cool to know.
Every one of you sisters were wrong. She's cool. She's correct. You wouldn't believe it. Even shocked Carolyn. Carolyn couldn't believe
shocked.
It.
Shocked. I don't believe it. Still don't believe it. Shocked.
Yeah, shocked. She was in the know. She was right, and you guys shouldn't have avoided her. What do you think of that, Jermaine?
I don't feel any way about it because I didn't feel any way about it before either. I'm just like, whatever. But
well, you didn't ask about her.
Okay. So the last time we left off was that she's from another world. That's what I had asked you, Ion. So what world is she from?
A certainly more progressive one than you're accustomed to.
So what does she like to do?
Oh, no, it's not what to do. It's not about doing. It's about bringing things back into an alignment. It's all overdone, and she just sort of makes it plain that it's overdone. It's not all that serious.
What does she want now? I think she wants to talk to us, so I guess we can talk to her. I mean, when we tried
well,
to
talk
to her...
Well, it's real simple. You didn't listen to her in life. Why would you listen to her now?
I was never really around her. That's why.
That'll do it. So how would you recognize it if you were speaking to her?
When she tries to speak, she starts crying all the time. All she does is cry, so I don't even understand when she's trying to talk to me.
Right.
She starts crying. Yeah, she cries all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you suggest just to listen to her whenever she stops crying or approach her and talk to her?
You don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow you staggered through this life without her, so whatever.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Is there something to be learned from her?
Most certainly.
Yeah, because you're implying that she's some sort of enlightened being in her ridiculousness.
We didn't necessarily go all that. We were just saying that it's not the way it's portrayed. You're gauging a bias based on information that you don't know, that you don't have. So it's as inappropriate on your side as it is ours, and we're just saying it's not the way it's portrayed. That's all.
Has she came into her power?
No, because her goal was to be able to share information, and she's not been able to do that. So now she can't do that. So there you go.
Oh, she can't anymore? It expired?
Apparently. Y'all don't listen anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, nobody listens to her.
Right, so.
Does she get those messages I sent to her, like through?
Yes.
What does she think about that?
Well, it's like, okay, like a little late, thank you, but whatever.
The day I talked to you about her at night, I smelled her perfume. Was that her at night?
Yes, it was. Shalimar.
Shalimar?
That's the perfume.
Oh, that she uses.
Mm-hmm.
It's
about a million years old.
Oh, wow.
It's like old people smell like tea roses. It's terrible.
That's why I recognize it, because it's like that musky old people.
It's nasty. Yeah, old people smell.
How does she come in here if she's still in her physical? Those are the things she knows how to do?
It doesn't even make any sense.
What doesn't my question?
Yeah, your words doesn't make any sense. She's saying, how is she coming over here if she's not over here? Well, if she's not over here, she's over there if she can't get here. Well, how would you know? And how is she getting in here if she's over there? Well, she's not there. She's here. Well, how is she here if she's not? You see, it kind of gets too circular.
Some of the stuff that we get are from her, right? Like certain things that I get.
Yeah, she's very powerful. She's very powerful. You don't know what you're dealing with.
I call it the witchy parts we get from. I get from her.
Is that what you call it? If that is witchy parts, do you mean power? When you say witchy parts, do you mean power? Okay.
Yeah,
if you mean power, then, oh, yeah, that would be the one. Yeah. But see, witchy parts, now you're protracting this other element to it then.
No,
it's like, well, now, we know, but your words are saying something different than what you mean.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, certain things, like for example, like seeing things in the mirror when they come through the mirror.
Yeah. Peripheral vision in the mirror. We taught you that, though.
Yeah, you did. Also, I saw, like, the goat. I just saw it right now while I was looking in the mirror.
Go get some salt right now.
Okay. I'm walking to get it. Okay, I got it.
Is it the regular old salt or salt of mayor or Himalayan sea salt or what kind of salt is it?
Just the regular salt.
Iodized or no?
Iodized salt.
Do you have not iodized salt?
No, that's the only one I have.
You need to go invest in some Himalayan sea salt or at least get a decent kosher salt. The flakes.
Okay.
But right now, put a tiny pinch of that salt in your hand, in the palm of your right hand.
Okay, done.
Now lick it.
Okay, done.
Don't swallow.
Okay. It's in my mouth.
Yeah, that's fine. Now what happens is when that happens, you all of a sudden you start making saliva.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't swallow, you notice it's right. It draws moisture to it. So is the salt powerful?
Yeah, because I can't talk anymore.
Right. But now listen, is the salt powerful or did it just activate the power in you to make spit?
It activated the power in me.
That's what your lady does.
Can I swallow this?
Yes, you may now. Sort of hard to take.
Yeah, I had a drink.
So
water.
Is she. So is she, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of hard to take, sort of hard to swallow. So is she.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
take the bitter with the sweet.
But it doesn't take away from what she is and her power.
That's correct.
So, what about all the things that everybody says that she did? You know, like, is that just get over
that's
it?
Bullshit. They didn't do all that. She didn't do all that.
What? But she knew about it?
Not necessarily. Proper people didn't acknowledge such vulgarity.
Proper people, you said? Oh,
yes.
Okay, I get it. But she's proper.
Well, no, but she presented it that way.
Where did that all come from in that family?
From your grandfather.
Did she work a contract with him? The clause with him?
Yes.
So it's because of him. You see, that's what I was thinking last time. I thought after I talked to you, that came to my head. So, why did he want her to do that, or anybody go through all that? Are you talking to someone else?
To everybody.
everybody. Yeah, what was the purpose? Was he going to gain something from it?
Maybe.
Where is he at? Because nobody ever knew him either.
No, we're not giving that up.
Is he powerful too?
But of course.
Maybe I can talk to him and ask him these questions myself.
Give it a go.
Do you have any suggestions how to contact him or how I usually contact everybody?
Same ways, ma'am.
I have his name and last name correct. Was that all I need?
You don't even need that.
And then I'll talk to you about this again once I contact him and see what we
okay.
What he has to say.
Okay.
So you say just be cool with Grandma? Is that
of course.
A good way to like to
Yeah, and just don't make it like it's a big thing. It's not a big thing.
I can definitely do that. Do you think we should get her out of that place she's at then?
Whatever you want to do. You didn't put her there, so you don't have to take her out.
Yeah, I just feel indifferent about it. I don't feel any way about it, you know?
Well, good. Then.
Okay, but this is good to know.
It is. It's different than he was portrayed to you, though, see? That's the point.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, and you can look at it a different way.
Yeah, I definitely have tried, and I think that I do this, that's why I don't have any feelings towards it, because I kind of just see it in every way that could be seen or not in any way, just it's there, that's it. I just don't like how she still treats my mother, though, so that's why I stay away.
Well, all she does is cry. What does that hurt?
She makes up things and lies a lot.
Well, then, so she's not always crying, then.
Yeah, that's when she's doing other things that are kind of annoying. Okay, so maybe I do have more questions about my grandpa, her husband. When he left her, did he go somewhere else, or did he love her? Yeah, did he love her?
Yeah, he did. And when he left her, did he go somewhere else? Well, yeah, if he left her, he'd have to go somewhere else, wouldn't he, honey?
Yeah, but you didn't want to tell me where, so, like, I know he didn't die. Did he go somewhere
right.
In this world, in this here?
Somewhat.
Where does he come from, his lineage? Maybe you can tell me that?
Liechtenstein.
And I can move forward because I want to ask more things about him, but I have to go back and think.
Okay, enjoy.
And talk to him. Reach him.
Great.
Thank you, Jermaine. Maybe you'll
Thank
get back
you
to you tonight or tomorrow. You're welcome,
okay.
Jermaine. Stay around.
Thank you, Ion.
Stay around.
Okay.
Happy light beer. Happy light beer.
Happy light beer.
Light year.
Oh, what's that, Jermaine? Light beer. Light year.
I
don't know what he said.
Light year. Me neither.
Yes. I think that's what he
light
said.
Beer. Light beer.
Oh,
as in Budweiser. Beer.
Do you drink beer, Jermaine?
Not that often. I kind of don't like it as much. It makes
okay.
My stomach bloated.
All right. All right. Well, moving on. Thanks, Jermaine.
Thank you.
So we have a new person, Cha from London. Go ahead, Cha.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're here.
You. Can you hear
me? Dr. Ion. Yes,
hello,
we can
Ion.
Hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We may, yes.
How lovely. How very exciting.
It really is. Ooh,
yes.
Wow. Ask some questions.
Oh, Ion, I've got a huge list, and none of them are appropriate. Some of them I don't think I should ask in case it's things I shouldn't ask.
No, there's no rules here. No rules, Ja. You can ask anything. The worse, the better.
Yes. What happened to Andreas Moritz? He was meant to die.
But he didn't.
Oh, good. Is he okay?
Yeah, he didn't. Well, a little disheveled, but okay.
Is he helping people in wherever he is?
No, he's very selfish, just like he always was.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Yeah, well, that's the people who can do things are the selfish ones, because the unselfish ones are so busy working their fingers to the bone, they don't have any fingers left.
I noticed that when I was listening to Payday.
Excellent.
Ion, are there any portals in this apartment?
Yes, where the broom closet connects. It's a great one.
And do people come in or go out?
Well, of course, that's all those strange noises you hear from your beds.
Is this apartment a good apartment for me to stay in?
No.
Thank you. It's been very stressful and quite aging living here.
Yeah. Yep, it is. So get out. Get happier. Get out.
Thank you, Ion. Have any of the things I've done to protect and enhance the apartment made any difference?
Lay down. A little bit. The saging is good, but you could lay a line of brick dust would help on
brick
the threshold.
Dust? Could you
brick
repeat
dust.
That?
Brick dust. Lay a threshold, a line of brick dust in
and
the main threshold.
Along the threshold
the door.
Coming into the apartment. Or the threshold of the portal. I expect I've cut out. I'll have to call again. It keeps cutting out.
You're on.
Oh, okay, sorry. I've had to dial in about 5 times already.
The entrance to your door is where you put the brick dust.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bob.
Right, now let's see where Ion is. Did Ion drop off? Yes, Ion dropped off. I don't know. He could be back any second, so.
Well, that was very
helpful.
Yeah,
you've been. Good. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening 24/7 as much as I can to catch up. I haven't been. I only found out about it fairly recently from somebody who told me I was clueless.
And then they told you to solve your cluelessness by listening to us?
Yes, I've been reading Secret History of the World by Laura Knight Jasek, and I realize, you know, listening to what you've been saying about McLuhan and about the chateau with Roxanne and all this sort of stuff, you know, I realize how completely distorted everything I've been listening to. Everything I've been doing has been a complete dead end, really. It's so frustrating, all the thousands of books I've read, all the different things I've done, all for nothing.
Well, you're not alone. That applies to everybody. Everybody
well,
did that.
Thanks,
read a lot of useless
books. Thanks for being there. Thanks for doing all this. It's such a blessing, except it's for so few people.
Oh, we got thousands listening. We have many people in other worlds listening. That's our main audience, other worlds.
Are these the other worlds you talked about earlier, which I heard on a repeat Payday that's playing today online, that said, when Ion said that the Earth is like a sandbag and that it's much larger inside the Pacific than one would imagine?
That's right.
Ion's
That's
back.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, I've read about the inner Earth and I've read all these different theories and things and everything, but I didn't realize the extent. I mean, I've heard about people using their minds to go inside the whole universe.
Sometimes you can do it with a proper Yorkshire pudding.
It seems ridiculous.
But it's not. There's power in the pudding.
Iron, why?
But you gotta have, you have to have mounds of groovy gravy, though.
Oh, goodness. Well, I've been a vegetarian, and I'm sure after all your conversations about protein that it's something.
Well, you're very strong, or you'd be dead already. So that's
well,
good.
This is it. I've been through so much. All caused by myself, of course.
You prefer it that way. We don't know why, but you prefer it that way.
Well, it's a bit like somebody said today about, on payday about testing themselves.
It's yeah, but don't you get tired of that after a little while? Isn't it going to be more encouraging that you can engage and have reciprocal relationships and get busy and you don't, you can get the right folks that don't do anything. They'll take care of you. You don't have to have it another way, but you got to engage in some, well, you don't have to. I mean, you can do like you've been doing. It's just fine, but boy,
well,
it seems
always,
like there could be.
I didn't mean to cut across you, but I've always been afraid of engaging since I'm so gullible in many ways. And then if people get too attached to me, then I don't want them to become obsessed with me, you know, and all this sort of thing.
Darling, you're not doing it right. The obsession is the best part. Let them obsess over you. Let them lick your toes and let them tend to you and let them carry on. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that?
Well, what if they're going to get violent if you want to change the way you recommend?
Then bite their head off and spit down their throat hole. And throw the bunghole out the back. Chunk it in a bucket. After you consume about five or six of them, they'll quit that.
This is very radical.
No, we're being a zealot on purpose because we're trying to be overcompensative. To say,
yeah.
This is silly, it's silly. Because what we're saying is silly, but what you're doing is also a bit silly. You're trivializing your reality. And then complaining about your reality.
Yeah,
it's like, it's like Carolyn says, it's like taking poison and expecting your enemies to die.
I really feel that. Can I ask you on a...
You just did.
Can I ask you about, did you influence the content of Jupiter Ascending, the movie?
Yes, of course.
And Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, those are the only two I've seen in The Matrix. But I'd like to ask you about the other worlds that are depicted in Jupiter Ascending. Is that part of the Earth reality?
Maybe. But see, that's not a right and accurate portrayal, but it is an example of it.
Because that is extremely disturbing. I mean, one of the people I was listening to before I discovered Payday was David Icke, and all the things he has to say about things which I don't know if I should mention on the show.
You can mention them, child. We don't have any rules. We can fucking mother if we want to. Fucked your mother once, child. Loosen up. I fucked your mother, so relax.
Oh, wow. Well, no wonder she didn't like me.
Yeah, that's right. She didn't want to fuck me. She didn't want to fuck you.
I'm so rich.
Well, it's okay. A good shag will help you tremendously, honey.
So ask about David Icke. Bring up some Icke. We love David Icke. Let's hear some topics from him.
He's a little bit icky. He's a little bit icky, though, sometimes.
But was the moon towed there the way he said, and it's actually a satellite and everything?
No, it's not like that, darling. That's just to put it all in a box. It's too extreme. It's just too extreme.
But
it's not like that.
But when you said to somebody today, well, on an old payday, that Venus was getting nearer because of the moon, I wondered if the moon was like arranging for Venus, you know, pulling Venus together under the influence of Saturn.
Well, it's actually more of Neptune than it is Saturn. Saturn's been conquered.
By whom?
The Vicinguans.
I've never heard of them.
Man, funny
does
that.
Matter? This is so wonderful, Ion. It's like the whole perspective of the universe or whatever reality this particular me is living in is suddenly hugely enlarged.
It's just like Cain.
Cain and
what
Abel?
What do you mean?
No, Cain. Juniper Jones.
Jupiter
Jones.
Yes.
Cain.
Yes.
Cain.
Yes.
You did want to
wonderful.
Talk about the movie.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. But now, we're going to kill that Titus. Don't you worry about that. Titus is gone. We'll take care of that. Running around here talking like grown people. Who do you think he is? For Pete's sake. And Ray, though, that's a whole other mess.
Since I've been listening to Payday, I realized, I heard Bob saying to somebody, laughing at somebody, I think on the first day I listened to it, about morphic fields. Because I wondered how much, if we are creators, how much influence our own particular creation has in relation to other creators. And how much we're under the influence of the...
Not at all. You're not under the influence at all. You actually run it. It doesn't run you. Come on, Bob.
Did you drop off? If you're on speakerphone, just do a normal phone, Chuck.
It's okay.
What?
Bring it back, but we'll clean it up. She fell away, Bob.
Oh, okay. Let's go on to someone else, and she'll come back.
Hello, I'm so sorry. My line just went dead again.
It happens. It's part of the android meme. It's part of the android meme.
I don't really know what an android meme means still, I'm ashamed to say.
Neither does Bob. Bob.
No, I can tell it too. It means the Matrix.
Thank you.
The Matrix is the android me. The world we're all living
you.
Pretending.
Zion.
Inside.
Zion. Take the blue pill.
It's
Zion. Take the blue pill.
It's Zion.
Well, they go on about...
It's Zion. That's right.
Well, I was getting quite anxious about Zion and Zionists after David Icke, but still.
Not with a Z, with an S.
Oh, that's
S-I-O-N.
I'd like to
ask a question about Icke that you've thought about, some topic he's been on about.
Well, first
that frightened you.
First, something that's standing out at me is something that Martin Luther King said, that you should never remain silent about something that concerns you, otherwise you might just as well be dead, even if you're alive.
Well, that's why they killed him. That's why they killed him. And the Miranda rights are very clear. You have the right to remain silent. And anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Uh-huh.
We were being cheeky.
Okay, I'm never sure. I'm sorry.
Neither are we.
And we're not sorry. Can I ask you about William Wright?
Of course.
An organite, and now I've listened to Payday. Is it ridiculous putting organite around the place to stop harmful influences, or is it actually working against you to help people and plants thrive?
Go ahead.
Well,
the
background to it while you're pondering is that I was inspired by a gentleman from California who put all around Los Angeles and apparently cleared the atmosphere and made the sun shine again instead of it being very cloudy. And I actually went and made organite in a farmyard shed for about 4 or 5 months. And then spent some time distributing it. And then I just stopped for some reason. I can't remember why. And I feel a bit guilty that I haven't pursued it. And now I'm just wondering, against that background, is it even worth doing it?
It's not. It didn't make you more powerful. It didn't make you more powerful. It just showed you had power, and then you had the power to stop it. So, good for you.
Thank you, Ion.
Yeah, you've got a lot of power, darling, but you got to start using it. If you don't use it, you'll forfeit it. That's how you put it in a box, and then we'll have to play Marvel, Little House is Made of Ticky-Tacky. Bob just loves that song so much. He played all the greatest hits, but he didn't play Ticky-Tacky, though, did he? Didn't he?
No,
he
but
didn't
I
play,
him
he
play
didn't
it.
Play Portal. Didn't play Portal 2. Didn't play Portal 2. Didn't play any of the good Gestel Goodman. Didn't play the Dottie Rambo. He didn't play, he was supposed to play all the things we sent him. He spent 8 songs out of 10 million. So that's beautiful. We're so happy and thankful and thrilled beyond words that we got 8 out of 20 million. It's a marvelous estate. It's a grand and glorious feeling over there. Yes, but so you can go to high court. You can go to high court and figure it all out, can't you?
Yeah. I've heard the ticky-tacky houses, and I know it's true.
It's terrible. Isn't it awful? He just hates it. It's kind of like living in Hyde Park, isn't it?
Well, what can I say to that?
What would you like to say?
I'd like to ask you, how should I negotiate to leave this apartment? Should I just tell the landlord I'm going to go and get a reduced price but get out? I mean, have beings been coming through these portals that have made me dread going to bed?
No, don't make it as a bad thing. What about a nice place in Kensington Gardens? Would that be better?
Anywhere would be better where there's less activity.
But you can close that yourself, but we wanted you out of there.
Yeah.
But you can close it yourself. You can drive it. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Anybody half as powerful as you going to let people run around on you, honey? Blow their do you know Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah.
Be like her. Blow their shit up. Well, I will blow your shit up. That's what I will do. I will blow your shit up. And she did. And she didn't give a damn. And she didn't care why. She didn't. And she thought her hair looked good.
The reason I know about her is because once I went to the same hairdresser. And anyway, he didn't do my hair like that, but he did color my hair when I was working. But I have to admit to you, Ion, that I'm a completely different person in the last year since I had mentoring from a very professional American expert for a whole year on how to be grounded and centered.
Good. Now you're so grounded and centered. You're so heavenly bound. You're no earthly good. You're too grounded. You're overgrounded. You're stuck to the floor. Get off the floor. Get up. You are grounded. Great. Ascend. You're grounded. Ascend. Okay, here's how you're gonna do this. Ever how much money you paid him, just give him some more money and tell him never talk to you no more, because you did great. That's beautiful, wonderful. Now you know how to live as a little man, but you're not trying to be a little man. You're trying to ascend. That's the point. So when you ascend to the point, that's the point. So now it's time to come on up now. Do you know what copper is, darling?
Yes.
Get you some copper. You can either put some copper where it can be on your body somewhere, some kind. We don't care if it's a bracelet. We don't care if it's a bra strap. We don't care if it's something you tape to yourself. Get some copper. Even they have clothes now that have copper in it. Get some copper on your around your body. And if that's, they'll do that, but you also might get a little copper and put it under your bed. And you need to turn your bed north to south. It's not north to south.
I've got earthing sheets on the bed from watching Clint Ober, who is a wonderful man. So, and my little dog is also on an earthing sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do the copper.
It's going to help. But now, it's going to stir you up now, just so you know. It's going to stir you up. And then when you're disturbed, because it's not like earthbound spirits or anything like that. You welcome them. You draw them. So part of the problem with where you're living is wherever you move to, you're going to have the same damn problem because you're powerful and you draw them. You're stirring them up. You're hurting you're killing the real estate, darling. The real estate isn't killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what happened to the gilded mirror?
The one that belonged to Mummy, the old one.
Yes. Yes.
Where is it? I got rid of as much of her stuff
Why?
As I could.
Why? Why?
Well, I've still got
Who
one
told
piece.
You? Who told you? Who told you to get rid of that gilded mirror?
Friends that came into the apartment said that I had far too much stuff in it.
That's not their business. Shall we smote every single one of them that said that to you? We shall. We can. We may. If you, what do you think? Should they stay or should they go?
Well, it's my fault. I take responsibility for reacting.
Excellent. That's good. Now get that gilded mirror back. You want that mirror back.
I've no idea how to locate it. I've got one.
Stop. Intend it. Stop and intend it.
Okay.
Don't do anything but intend it. Let's see if you're half the god you made out to be, honey. If you're half the god you made out to be, why can't you be all-powerful, all-knowing, all-inclusive? Give an intention for it to come back to you and then stop. Don't do another action, physically and an action. Just say, I want that mirror back, the gilded one, the one that's gilt, the one we like.
Well, there were two or three of them.
Why would you get rid of that? Well, the good one, the heavy one, the Rococo, closer to a Rococo one. The ornate one, the most ornate one. Wasn't the biggest one, but the most ornate one.
Was it the one with little oak things on it?
It did. It's called Egg and Dart.
I don't know what happened to it. It was maybe 5 or 6 or maybe 10 years ago.
It's a good thing there's no time. So just intend it and it'll come back and you'll be surprised. And that'll be a powerful thing. And then you use that mirror to connect you back to what you're trying to drive. See if your little house was a spaceship and all the things inside the spaceship are what it takes to make it fly. And then you start dumping the stuff out of it, throwing away all the fuel, throwing away all the good stuff. Did you never watch Warehouse 13? Have you never seen Warehouse 13? Lord,
no.
Suffering cat. Bob, no way. You haven't even watched Fringe?
Nothing.
My star, Bob.
They have a pretty deprived life in England. Remember, Zappa wrote a song about it. God have pity on the poor English for the terrible food they eat. So we have a victim of Englishization here.
It was deliberate, and the stupid thing was that the whole culture is coming into you anyway. And missing all the hints and everything is exactly as you described about people who don't watch TV. It was only because I read about somebody admiring Cloud Atlas that I made the effort to buy them and read them. But can I ask you, Chris Griscom was the first American lady I heard about who talked about radiation, and she said that some monks with very high vibrations survived Hiroshima. I wondered if that was the kind of plan for your ascended ones.
Well, okay, you're going to ask that in a different context, so let's do that.
Well, I'll say the second part of that was...
That might help.
To her Nizoni pupil, she made a video some years ago, which I had, with demonstrating her infinity figure of 8 symbol, which she said resembled plankton, which had survived many nuclear impacts. And
she's talking about, hold on a minute. That's good. Stop. That's enough. We got enough to get. Bob, this is your egg whisper. You know, the egg beater, two egg beaters in your hand.
Yes.
Bob.
Yeah, the egg
remember,
beater.
Remember, Bob, you remember
the wire whisk.
And you hold them in. Wire whisk, and there's two of them, and that makes the 8. And remember, that's the loop and how it bumps back into the station in the middle. What she's talking about is the interaction between the bumping into this herself, meeting herself coming to the ball. And that's why she's so disheveled with this whole thing, because it's quite a powerful feat that she's doing. Oh, darling, we're sorry to speak of you in the third person as though you were not here. However, you're not engaged.
I've been listening, so
part.
It feels
engaged
quite normal.
Nice. So good. Okay. So this is just like any other time. Because see, this is actually taped. This is taped now. This isn't live. This is taped. And you're like, well, wait, I'm speaking. Yes, you are, but it's taped. Ask anybody. So all is recorded. And so then you can listen to it and you hear yourself talking to yourself and you go, wait, I'm talking to myself. So it's recorded. Wait, you can push the little button up there and you can listen to yourself that's being recorded. That it's recorded. down. Okay, so moving into yourself. And so, Bob, what she's done is she's moved herself, that she's now offended or noting herself. Methinks thou dost protest too much. And see, when you're only speaking to yourself, you're going to find yourself sideways with yourself, most of yourself. So what's got to happen, Bob, is she's got to find a way somehow. Just don't let her slip into the LaRouche quadrant, because it would be too much. And we don't even say the T quadrant anymore, because that would be just terrible. But we were
going to suggest. Well, don't worry about LaRouche. She was in the Light Institute. Imagine being in the Light Institute.
No.
Oh, man, just, with Chris Griscom, that'll screw you up.
Well, it is
I never went
challenging.
There. I only saw her lecture.
Good.
Good.
But she was a very powerful person, because I remember she gave a lecture in London. She stood on the platform, and at the end, I imagine showering a little shower of gold dust down onto her. And she looked round the audience, and then she looked at me, because she'd obviously seen it coming on some other plane, you know, which was rather fascinating.
I want to ask you, what was the name of the guy that did the dust around L.A.? Did you give me a name?
Don Brady.
Don Brady, okay.
I think something like that. He's got a website called You Want Sun, spelt with a U. U for umbrella. And I think he doesn't like publicity. Unfortunately, now I've mentioned his name. And he was actually...
You're in big trouble.
He was shot through the throat and recovered from it. And he has four children. And obviously, he does not want to attract... he stopped all that because it was organized. I mean, I really respect that man, and I don't want to mention his name again.
Don't respect people. They're just other jerk humans.
No, but this is where I'm uncertain, because I have a strong feeling feeling towards other people, because all my life I worked in an office where I had responsibility but no authority. And I know what it's like to be at the bottom of the pile.
But yet you ran it. You ran it. Not a damn thing got done that you didn't get done. Every bit of that you did, and they knew it. You ran everything. If you tipped your hand or moved your pencil or moved the scroll to the other side, the deal got undone. You're sitting here saying you had no power and you're in the bottom of the pile. It's ridiculous. It's just not true. It's just not the case. We appreciate all that kind of good stuff. Well, good for you. You're very powerful without the effort. That's the point. You're very powerful without the effort. See, this is the point. And you're shining and you're wonderful and blah, blah, blah. Bob, hold on just a second. We're going to speak back to you like the third person again. Bob, this one is so powerful that she shifts things. She shifts whole things like gates. It's pretty serious.
Well, that's interesting because, her voice sounds tremulous and weak, but that's not what she is.
Fuck no. No, no. No, 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 no. This is a Bo Brummer right here, Bob.
All right. Very good.
But now, it's very important that she doesn't know who she is. See, this is the trick. See, she's closer to God than she would ever know, but she doesn't know who she is, so she wouldn't recognize God if it bit her on the toe. So this is the rub.
Well, did her power numb her? Did her power numb her?
No. Propofol will, but that's not necessary, you see. All that's got to happen is she's got to come on. She's in the right place now. It took long enough. But you had to go through all that. Let's say, bullshit. You went through all the bullshit so you could get to where you could start applying it. But it did open you up to noticing that you had chakras and opening up that you did have capacity and opening it up that you did know who you are and how that works. So that part's really good. Okay, that part's really good. It's not worth a whole lot, but it's very good. Okay, now, next phase. You got to come down when you start applying this practical magic that you have. So, Bob, what you have to do is she would need a reticule an outline, sort of within conversation. All this information that you've gleaned and you respect and you honor and blah, 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 those are just because of those damn rules that bite you in the butt. That's why you have all those rules. Because those are the same damn rules that get you crossed up. Okay? And that's why we were giving you the laying the brick dust down to stop all that unwelcome traffic. That stops that. And then the very thing that's the most powerful thing, the best talisman that you ever had, ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, people came into your abode and said, you got too much stuff. Get rid of that stuff. That's way too much stuff. How's your mom or them? You don't need all that stuff. Take an ice pick and put it through their head the next time someone says that to you. The next time they say that to you, take an ice pick and you put them right between their eyes and forcefully push it all the way through. And they'll learn quickly not to have such regard for things, you see. How about the teapot? Do you still have the teapot?
The teapot?
Yes.
I've got my mother's teapot, yes.
Do you use it?
No, it's just in a box.
Why?
Well, it's a raw wound ion that you're touching on.
On purpose. Mm. Yes, dear. We don't. You ain't gonna scare us, darling.
Well.
But the sharpness. The sharpness is what's gonna activate some stuff here. We've got to reconnect it. Like it or not, want it or not, you don't really have a say in it. You're gonna be reconnected to you. We're going to plug you back to you. And you keep thinking that this is something to do with your mother, and it has nothing to do with your mother. It has everything to do with you. That's why you've run around this entire damn world trying to find all these ridiculous, inappropriate nincompoops to tell you what he is when you know full well what he is. Matter of fact, you gauge some of the nincompoops to tell you what you want them to tell you to know. And we're here not to change our words. We're going to tell you straight out. You're going to plug yourself back into your power. You're going to start activating your power one way or the other, darling. It's all the way up to you, one way or the other. We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the fun way, whatever you want to go. It's all right with us, because, you know, contrast is all right, but you're trying to live your life without all the contrast. So what you were trying to do is separate yourself from everything. You were numbing out the entire world so that you could have a moment of solace. Well, that solace is killing you. Quite personally, the solace is killing you. Quite personally, you now have to move back into the land of the living. Giants is in Canaan's land, but you're going to cross that River Jordan and you're going to face them giants. Whether you like it or not, or whether you want it or not, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. We're going to retreat, get that teapot down, and start using it. You don't have to use it every day, but at least once a week, enjoy that delicious pot. And what you're going to find is the tea that comes out of that. It's special. It'll help. We don't care what tea. Oh, yes, we do. Silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea. That's the tea to put in it. Don't get it too hot. Got it? Silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea. You're very welcome, darling. Now, don't overreact, because we said some words. But there's been too long. It's been too vanilla. You have absolutely vanilla'd yourself out of the experience, out of the equation. It's time to bring it back, something a little bolder, something a little more. Get you a nice hot bath and soak it off, honey, because we're fixing to amp it up just a little bit. You're going to need that copper for sure now. And you're going to have to find some better ways to get some protein in your body. We're not going to war you about the no flesh, okay? We're not going to war you about that. We normally do, but we don't want to push you in that position, okay? We're going to work with you. We'll yield that far.
Okay, Chop. You should sit back and meditate on what's been said. Stay on the line. Who knows what other stuff's going to happen. So you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Bob. I'm very grateful for
that. Boy, this is a good old good one, Bob. This is a good one. Stay plugged in completely.
All right.
It's on the money.
All right. All right. Someone has their hand up. All right, Chop. Very good. Somebody up in Nelson. Go ahead.
Hey there.
Who's this?
Leon.
Who's this? Leon. He comes in to see your numbers. Go ahead, Leon. Yeah, Leon, go ahead.
Can I ask these questions, Ion, or will it bore Bob?
No, I have nothing to do with it. I'm so fucking bored, I don't know the difference anymore, okay?
Why do you care?
That mistake 5 years ago.
Why do you care? Why do you care what Bob thinks? Do what you do.
I just came across where I was thinking about the blood of Jesus and in the bones of Joseph. Is there something, like, unique about that from the First Testament to the Old Testament?
Yes.
Do them one at a time, unless you're connecting them.
Yeah, I'm trying to connect them, but at the same moment, I am trying to go in and, like, independently each one. So, for example, the bones of Joseph, is that this more of a certain tradition? Golden tradition?
No.
Or is there like a legacy?
Neither.
So why was the Israelites so enthusiastic about the bones of Joseph? To bring them out of Egypt
They were powerful. They were power in power. They brought power, and that's where they stored the power, was in the ark.
In the ark. So is the bones in the Ark of Covenant almost similar?
They're stored in the ark. That's what's in the ark is the power. That's the representation of the marrow that you will have to be an ascended god. It's one more time, one more way, your damn history. You did it in your future so you'd know in your past so you could figure out how to get out of the box, out of the cardboard box, living in a box, and how you'd have an example or representation to how to tap back into the power that you separate yourself from when you fail from your throne of grace and glory. Now we're trying to get you back. If we have to take you through the blood of the Valley of Megiddo, that's all right with us. It don't bother us. But it's much easier just to apply it that this is the reason of how you got yourself sideways with yourself. Aha. And getting your power back. So in the marrow of the bones, then Ezekiel had the same trouble with them dry bones. And then it came all the way through mm-hmm. within the blood, with the blood covenant, the blood of the lamb that was slain, the one that took perfect blood, the lamb's blood, which is the representation of Jesus' blood, because he was the little man who has ascended. So his blood would become the lamb's blood. That's why it was shed for you and for many. Got it?
Yeah, that's a good rundown. Okay, and then I was going to do a small little cross on the...
Wait.
Go ahead.
That didn't move you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Jesus part, definitely. I get that. But then the bones of Joseph...
Are the same bones of Jesus.
Same
They're
bones
different.
Of Jesus. So they both
God's
are from a
bones.
Cello.
Stop. God's bones are different than little men's bones.
That's true.
Well, that's the example. And then you brought them out of Egypt so you could have an example so you could compare. You don't have to be post-mortem to compare it. That's what that was about.
Hmm.
And so you're connecting the dots, and we are happily so. And actually what you don't have what was in the ark was osmium.
Osmium. Now,
mm-hmm.
Now, is that almost some of the representation of the diamonds or like some of the... Because I remember reading parts of that about building the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle, but there was a certain incense and like gems and stuff like that. Would that actually have like, you know, would that
frankincense
be kind of similar or is it like a different gem? Frankincense and myrrh. Was there any kind of like... Because I know supposedly, was there diamonds or crystals or gems that needed to be decorated around it?
You're talking about the ark? It has no gems on it. None.
No gems on it.
It's gold.
That's just the garments. Is that just for the garments that was prescribed to Aaron's sons and Aaron?
Silver. Silver thread.
Should we move on to the next question? Or should I keep poking at that?
No.
Limit on that.
Cover it a little more. You got about all that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what your topic is. What is your topic?
What are you eating, Bob? We're talking about the blood of Jesus. Oh, okay. The blood of Jesus and the bones of Joseph.
No, the bones of Joseph. You're talking about the bones of Joseph. Have you realized just the other day, Ian told me about the bones of Joseph. He's got the eye cell or something in it. Very important. And he's telling you.
Oh.
He says that's what it means by the power. What power does it have? Where did it get its power?
Can we speak about his power then?
Now look at your words. Yeah. He could speak about the power. Ask a question about it. Make up an idea about it. Then he can correct you or agree with it.
Did those bones obtain all the, I would say, history of to Abraham?
There is no history of Abraham. He hasn't been born yet. He's going to be born. He's coming.
Then the bones, how did he activate the bones? Because it seemed like
they haven't been activated
yet. He used it and then... Oh, okay. So he was just merely playing with the
they
powers.
Haven't, yeah, they haven't done it yet.
What will happen when you activate those bones?
You don't activate them. You,
what
you
kind
see
of changes?
Them as an example. There won't be any. No.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know Chicago?
The band?
The band.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm familiar with them.
Somebody get the lyrics to Chicago's Does Anybody Know What Time It Is? And put it on the Goober Snatcher. That'll help him.
Well, you were telling me just a few hours ago the lyrics are about what is time, but that's not what it is. He goes, does anybody know what time it is? That sounds like knowing what the clock face is, but it doesn't sound like asking what time is when you say the lyrics like that. That's why nobody heard that.
It's what the it is. Does anybody know what time, comma, it is?
Oh,
it
you left the comma. Oh, you can't hear the comma.
Can't hear the comma. See, that's my fortune. Fucked up some commas.
Yeah, so that rapper realized that 40 years later, 45 years later. They fucked up the comma.
Okay. So
threw the black culture in a loop for 40 years. Your people, Leon, got totally looped because you misinterpreted the fucking Chicago song. And they wonder why nobody will help them in the ghetto. Well, they fucked up the comma. At least that guy, I don't know what position he was, recognized
that.
He could be a national savior.
One day, a man came up to me and asked what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. We've all got time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and said her diamond watch had stopped cold dead. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? What time is? What it is? Does anybody really care? If so, you can't imagine why. Got it?
You got that, Leon? No.
And people said, yes, I said, people running everywhere. People don't know where to go, don't know where I am, can't see past the next step, don't have time to think past the last mile, have no time to look around, just run around. Do you see?
Okay.
Yes, it begins to make that kind of sense.
Yes,
Leon, so you got to get back on to what use, Leon? You're losing your ability to talk. You got to get back on. Even though you're a lousy talker, you must practice.
Oh,
allow any retard to come on and talk.
Bless your heart.
Okay? Doesn't matter how bad or good you are.
Well,
he's not stupid. He's not stupid, Bob. He's just a little slow.
All right, let's get to the grits and gravy of it right quick before we jump back to the little man.
That was as cheeky as you get, isn't it?
Boy.
Happy
all
day.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Gestalt.
Jesus. What's up with the Tuesday show? Bob did ask me to ask that question. He was like,
what question?
I forgot, what was that? You asked me a while back ago, like, ask about Tuesday show. And I was like, I didn't want to at the moment, but now I do. I'm going to not be lazy.
Okay.
I'm gonna...
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Anya, the Tuesday show, was there something there that I was... Because I felt like I just got an email that said, you know, you're drafted. And I was like, all right, you know, it's training time or something like that.
Yeah.
Was something I'm supposed to improve on? Talking and...
Yeah. See, you can't even state your question.
Yeah, because I didn't want to add more on to that, because then it sounds like I'm bitching or complaining.
Don't worry about
what, like,
stop worrying about adding
Jesus,
on.
Jesus spoke Yiddish.
But yeah, I just felt like I was supposed to look on this. I feel like I still got something from it, but I didn't know if it was supposed to, was there something I needed to focus on? There we go.
Well, see, need. Look at all
what
these
does that mean?
Man, do I
what
need to be
mean?
Here, Leon? Do
what
I have to worry about why I'm here? I just
need
show up. I have no
to
reason
to
be here, Leon.
Bob makes you paranoid.
He's not even invited. He's not even invited. He's not
I make you paranoid. That's right.
Yeah.
It was an act of pity.
Pity.
Most
pity,
of what we
paranoia.
Do here is an act of pity.
Pity, paranoia. Proof the pudding pure.
Inner city paranoia.
Oh, that was another song too. Was that a mercy fuck or something like that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
most
now,
of them. Call up Iron Dome is a mercy fuck. That's right. Iron Dome is a mercy fuck. From the iCell to Bob Zappa music.
Stop. Now you're getting somewhere. Ooh, now. Okay. Come on now.
Ooh.
Okay. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, Bob was trying to save me from my own.
I'm trying to save everybody, Leon. You're not special, Leon.
If you're depending on Bob to save you, you've got a lot more trouble than that. Let me tell you, you better go on get the friendship cocoa in the pot right now, the chocolate pot. Get it good and hot. That's what you need to do.
That's the joke here, Leon. Bob, of all people, is trying to save the world. He's the one most incapable of doing it. That's the joke here.
Now that Sarah is... quoting Dark Horse Bob. She knows things you don't know.
Who, Miss Sarah or Sarah? Did you say Miss Sarah?
Sarah Ion.
Yeah, she's saying, I knew you were. You were going to come to me, and here you are, but you better choose carefully because I'm capable of anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What line, what song is that from?
Dark Horse Bob, your favorite.
Oh, yeah, the one Katy Perry.
You star in it. Yeah, and you're the and
yeah,
the Sphinx.
She's a beast.
It's your face.
I'm the pyramid.
It's your face.
I'm the Sphinx.
You're the man on the face. And you're the one that does.
She's a beast. They call her karma. She eat your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful. Try not to lead her on. Shotty's heart was on steroids because her love was so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. And then the rest. You better keep her. Shotty's so bad, I'm sprung and I don't care. She got me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love was like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama, so dope, I messed around and got addicted. Back to Leon. Leon, you should every week call in and probe the bones of Joseph even more. You're just scratching the surface. There's a lot in there. I just learned about something about them the other day. So you just keep talking about that one topic and it'll evoke or trigger, catalyze everything else if you want to know.
No, maybe.
Yeah, the questions you just ran through last 2 minutes? No, maybe.
No, it's in the palm of my hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no. No, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Leon, are you still there, Leon, or are we just talking to the void?
I'm still here.
Dark Horse, three times where you played it.
Well, get control of this. I'll end up taking over. You know, be a problem.
Oh yeah, because I'm when we start
control
listing,
of this thing.
We're listing off. We'll stand up and go to sleep and stare at the computer.
Come on, Leon, get on point. Don't be so weak.
Well, I don't
look at this. It's like
I know
This is an example of humanity letting Ion take over the cloud. You are weak
That's
here.
Right.
You can't even get a handle on your damn fucking questioning. And Ion is now coming. Not Ion. Ion is coming. That's Ion. Get Ion back to Leon. Demand Ion to return. Listen to that. All that silly stuff.
Okay.
Can we talk about it?
Well, let's talk about it then. Let's do this then. Okay, so then another reference I was trying to look at is, I think I'm staring at the computer a little too much, was King Saul and Samuel. They always had confrontation with each other, such as I noticed with Pope Julius II and Michelangelo. Was there authority, like a power versus authority issue going on with those four individuals? Or were they both just challenging each other to make better work?
Make better work.
Because I noticed that in the movie Agony and Ecstasy, it seems like Julius or Pope Julius and Michelangelo found some way to motivate each other to strive for,
No, it was just a mercy book.
The ideology.
It was just a mercy book.
On whose behalf, though?
Who? Both, of, yes.
They both was like pitching and catching.
There you go. See, now you
Were they both pitching and catching?
You better know it.
That seemed like a sex reality.
You have no idea.
You are strong. I don't think I do at the moment.
Do you not get it? Do you not get it? Well, obviously not.
Well, yeah, I do. I'm just not trying to rock the boat too much.
But no, we don't care about this. What Bob said. Well, who cares? What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
That's
I'm afraid to do myself happy.
Well, okay. So you have questions. Good. There's no problem there, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I just
want
to get those out of the way, so therefore it's like I want to contribute a bit.
Nothing gets out of the way. Everything lives. Nothing dies. Nothing gets removed.
Everything is recorded.
Everything is recorded.
Remains recorded.
Even the Pharaoh cannot wipe it all, can he?
Nobody can. Nothing can.
Bob can.
Okay.
Bob can.
Oh, keep that between you and me, Ion. But, in general,
sorry.
Nobody can.
Sorry. Never mind. I can't. Disavow.
Okay, so I have a simple question then. Is there any messages from, like, passed on relatives? I hate to use that, but that's the only strong... Yeah, is there any messages I should take from... Any passed on relatives?
Amanda wants to know what you did with your hair.
And that's the, like right now, correct?
Yeah.
Do you have an Amanda in your life, Leon?
Relative.
Amanda, is that what he said, Leon?
I said a relative.
And then he said Amanda or a man?
Mm-hmm. Is it Amanda or a man? Was it a name or is it a certain gender?
A noun. Yeah, Ian.
A noun.
Did you say Amanda?
It's Amanda. It's a name
Amanda.
Or a relative.
You got a relative named Amanda?
Not that I know of.
He doesn't even know his relatives, so how would he know he got a message from him?
Yeah.
Leon, you got to get back on what here, Leon. Hey, the sun's going down, and there's the green! Did you see the green flash, girl? Yeah, we saw the green flash!
Yay!
You got that.
I'll give you credit for that, Leon.
And the little tiny, tiny sliver moon is there, too.
Oh, that's there, too, eh? Quite a day. Quite a New Year. That means total victory in 2017 because we saw the green flash. as we move into 2017. You know about the Green Flash and the Hawaiian sunsets? You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I heard of it.
I think Terrence McKenna wrote about it. Something on it.
Mm. Where's Scotty?
Okay, Leon, get... Where's okay. Scotty?
Let's get back to it.
Who's
Scott
Scotty?
Norris.
Scott Norris. Oh, Norris.
Is there a delay
oh,
with the phone?
Up. Scott Norris, he said, you know, Bob, I think I like Bob Dobbs better than Ion, so he dropped off about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He's proud of what he did with me when we did the Fatty Communion book.
It was just a glib, cliched archetype.
Come on, okay, Leon, into your topic. What is it? Bones? St. Joseph Bones? The brother of Jesus. Did you finish that topic? No, he didn't even start it.
The brother of Jesus. What the hell are you talking about, Bob? The brother of Jesus.
No, don't give up. Don't give up, Leo, just because of what I had said.
No. So your question was Jesus a motherfucker? Is that what the question is?
Leon. Did he drop off? Where's Leon? I think he dropped off. No, he didn't. You're still there. Where are you, Leon? Did you get disconnected? Okay. Well, we're going to get some work
done. With
we're going to fiddle around with this.
Oh,
what?
Diddling. Bob's diddling again.
Yeah, diddling. Okay.
Let's get the dicky dido out.